Coach, is it safe to presume just maintenance for Toby and Andrew today?
Yes. Yeah, we're expecting back on the ice tomorrow.
What do you do on a day like today where you play so well for a lot of the game but come up short again last night against Dallas, moving forward now for the Carolina game to wrap up the homestand?
Deal with the parts of the game that were good and bad, and then work on it specifically in practice. So we've tried to get better at some areas that caused us problems. We'll get to special teams tomorrow because that was a big part of it. But just deal with it.
League just announces Weidman gets 20 games. You have any thoughts on that as a coach in the league?
No. I mean, it. No. It's a tough job for those officials with the speed of the game, you know. And I understand the players, I think, for the most part, do everything to get out of their way and protect them. But that'd be it.
Brian Little's getting lots of scoring opportunities, yeah. It seems, but the puck's not going in the net for him. Is there something you see in his game?
No, and good moves on those scoring opportunities. It's not like it's rolling off his stick into the corner or he's pumping into the guy's chest. He's making the moves that have worked for him in the past, and they're close to being good and getting done. So I guess you fall back to that standard cliche with guys like that. You're worried when they're not getting anything. But yeah, he's in alone twice, and I made a pretty good save on the one for sure.
Seems like it's always something these days with your teammates.
It's coaching in the National Hockey League. It's always something when you're not winning on a regular basis. There's always something, and even when you are, there's always something. You just usually don't have to stand up here and talk about it, but that never changes. So that's important for your hockey team to know that you're always working on stuff that you've got to keep that focus on getting better.
So is the main takeaway from last night, is it not burying some chances to put them away?
Nope.
Or is it the defensive lapse?
So at 2-1, we get in alone three times. It ends up being four times in alone and one post. We had one post prior to that. It's 2-1 for us. So it goes back to the Brian Little situation. You know, tell a guy to score harder. You know, try bear down in front of the net. I know that's a standard line. When you're in alone, it's not a matter. Nobody was casual with the puck. So how can you limit the other team then and find a way to win that game 2-1 without losing. So without losing the chances that you did have. I, most of the problems that we created 5-on-5 for ourselves was not having the confidence to not make plays at times. And that you have to have the confidence, you have to make plays, but there are times not to make plays, not to force things because you've had some great chances and they're not going in, so you start forcing more, and especially with the team with the back end as active as they are, they're up on their ice, and that's what happened on the 3-2 goal. You know, we tried to feed something through the seam, and we didn't need to make that play.
Where's the penalty kill on your list of priorities?
It's one. Yeah.
Who's in charge of it, coach-wise?
I am. Okay. I'm in charge of everything.
Who coaches it? The minutiae of it.
I do. I'm fully in charge of all things broken.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, there's a list, right? So it is a function of face-offs. But the biggest one for us is finding the balance between being aggressive when we can be and then being far more patient and not opening up seams like their first goal. So getting that balance back and forth.
Paul, another league question for you. Did you happen to catch the highlights last night and see Connor McDavid's goal?
Saw him, yeah.
Just thoughts of the goal and
just
coming from
so
a young guy?
Just so exciting to see a player at that age come in and do those things. It's just a brilliant, brilliant talent.
Me again one last time. The power play's gotten so much better since you moved Dustin Byfuglien up front, and even last night it was Andrew Ladd, and there are people wondering why it took so long to make what, in retrospect, seems like an obvious move. What's your answer to that?
There's going to be a stretch of time where the power play doesn't go, and you can't believe that I left it that long. So there are stretches at the start of the season that our power play was exceptionally good, and then it went cold for an awful long time. It's not a matter of moving Dustin to the net. There's a lot more that's changed on both units. It's kind of a total reconstruction of those units.